Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Unsere Sendungen bieten viele Sprachen. Gehen Sie auf suprememastertv.com/schedule.
In this physical world, we need a physical instrument. The master power also needs the disciples to bless the world, to do things, to help the world. Like I need you to work for Supreme Master Television, yeah?
Yes, Master.
You and, I mean, all of you who works for Supreme Master Television.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. One way to greet the lovely people of Luxembourg is to say Vegitit, meaning how are you in Luxembourgish, one of the country's official languages. My name is Zoe. The warm-hearted Luxembourgers are ever grateful for your gentle demeanor and love for all the cute and innocent animals you look after. The Grand Duchy of Luxembourg is one of the smallest countries in the world. This constitutional monarchy is located in northwestern Europe, bordering Germany, Belgium, and France. The country's picturesque landscape can be easily appreciated through a large network of hiking paths that are ranked as leading quality trails in Europe. While Luxembourg's northern area is hilly and forested, the south contains flowing rivers with fertile soil. This region is also known as Gutland or Good Land. With its capital, Luxembourg City, rated as one of the safest places to live, Luxembourg is a wonderful land indeed. As one of the historic crossroads of Europe, Luxembourg has always retained a strong national identity. Its rich heritage in arts, culture, and architecture is reflected in its many festivals and museums. One famous festival is the dancing procession of Echternach, listed as a UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. This unique event continues a 500-year tradition in honor of Saint Willibrord. Clergy members, musicians, and thousands of pilgrims parade in unison to a polka melody through the medieval streets of Echternach. The festival and its procession are considered a form of a prayer or communication between the people and God. It was a joy to show you the beautiful cultures of Luxembourg, kind viewers. We wish you spiritual enlightenment in this life through the grace of a true living master and your diligent devotion to his/her guidance thereafter. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. a fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May Heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May Heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness. Wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fair products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 8 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
Yes. Again, related to that lecture mentioned, Master said that sometimes planetary meetings happen to find a way to get rid of the galactic controlling system. But since Master asked the goddesses from beyond the Oscar to destroy this mechanism, are there still any planetary meetings going on for some other purposes, maybe?
Yes, wow. They do. Also, sometimes they come and listen to our conference TV. Yes. They call that also planetary meeting, no? Interplanetary meeting. Yeah, from different corners of the universe, no? Yes. Wow. If you have a good eye, you can see it. Many of our people see them every time when in New Land, remember?
Yes.
I do lecture or retreat or meditate, or they all come around, hanging in there, listen to every word.
Wow.
Yeah. Many of our disciples are very powerful. I mean, some know it, some don't know.
Yes, Master.
Like wherever they go, or the Buddha, Bodhisattva also come and support them. Yeah, help them to bless that area. And even some Lama, Tibetan Lama, they saw them. And they very much respected them. They came after them and found them and talked to them. And this and that.
Yes, Master.
You can only blind some blind people. But not all people are blind, okay?
Right.
Like the lamas or other practitioners in different fields, they can see who is who, yeah? They can see your aura, they can see whom you brought, the devils or the saints or the angels. That's the thing. See, even normal people, they can see President Trump had 4 or 5 angels. And I told you that before I even knew it.
Yeah. Yes, Master.
Before you told me that, I already told you. Remember?
Yes.
For example, so it's not because I'm master, but even ordinary people, they can see something.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot cheat them all the time. You cannot cheat all the people.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
That's why when Buddha was alive, many people followed him and were faithful to him because they knew, they saw, they experienced it. And many of my disciples, they are faithful to me and believe in me because they saw, they knew, they heard, they experienced inside and outside. You got that?
Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Mm.
Recently, we read that some of the Mongolian disciples went to the mountain where Genghis Khan was born.
Yes.
Yeah. And all the guardians there, invisible to other naked eyes, of course. But when they meditate, they go in there, they can see them, come out greeting them and happy to see them.
Wow.
Because they brought light with them. They brought Master's blessing and love with them. But they have to be a good vessel to be able to do that.
Yes, yes, Master.
The purer, the more you believe Master, the more you become one with the Master power. And the Master power is the whole universal power, ready for anyone to use. You be one with the Master, then you be one with the universe, with all the power at your disposal. Do you capisce or not?
Capisce, Master.
Yes. So you are the only one who could hinder yourself from dispensing all this incredible power, okay, to help yourself and to help others. If you believe in the Master and practice well, you become like one with the Master. And then whatever the Master can do, you can also do to some extent. That's why Jesus said, whatever I do, you can do. Or you could do even better. Remember that?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. Not better, but maybe because there are more people and they go into different corners. They can do more things than Jesus in one place.
Yes.
But Jesus was humble also. He encouraged his disciples. But it could be like that too, because you can reach farther, yeah? You can have more people with affinity with you, huh? Mm. And help them by the Master power, because you become one with the Master, yes?
Yes, Master.
If you are humble enough to be a pure vessel, then the Master power can flow to you. Then you can help whomever that has affinity with you, or that the Master needs you to help them, because you were there. You see,
yes.
In this physical world, we need a physical instrument. The Master power also needs the disciples to bless the world, to do things, to help the world. Like I need you to work for Supreme Master Television, yeah?
Yes.
You and, I mean, all of you who works for Supreme Master Television, not just you, yeah? Not just you.
Understand, Master.
When I'm talking to you, I'm not just talking to you, huh?
Yes, Master.
I'm talking to the whole group of disciples and the world at large, yes?
Yes?
And heaven's beings also. They're listening and watching.
Wow.
Yes. So you are just like a what? A tool?
Tool.
Yes.
Instruments, yeah. But good ones. I'm glad you are good ones.
Thank you, Master.
Is that your question answered?
Yes, Master. Thank you.
Okay. What else?
In a previous conference, Master mentioned that when beings from lower levels go to the original universe, then Pusu language comes into use until they get used to the vibrational frequency.
Yeah.
Does this mean that some beings are permanently uplifted to OU, or are they allowed only to visit?
Some are uplifted, of course. I told you before, long ago, huh? Good ones can go there and live permanently also.
Wow.
Or they stop somewhere else first, you know, get purified,
yes,
and then come up. But not all can come up, of course. But they're liberated at least, okay? To go to the fourth level, you're liberated forever already. You're never born, die, or destroy, or anything again, okay? Never go to any trouble anymore of birth and death or going back to the illusionary lower level frequency of worlds.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
But many are going up, even, oh, so, my God. Anyone who helped me a little bit before I became Master, or up to now, yeah? During the time that I became officially Master, they all went up there.
Wow.
Yeah. My deceased birds and dogs, they all went up.
Wow.
Yes. And people helped me just a little bit with all their love, yeah? Love and compassion, they all went up.
Wow.
Even if they did not eat vegan, at that time. Yeah, I went up gradually or quickly. Depends, yeah?
Yes,
depends on how much garbage they have to shed before they go up. Everyone that has known me in some favorable way, none of them are neglected. All of them gone up to the new rim.
Thank you,
Jim, new rim. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, even all the presidents that give me recognition and all that.
Wow.
They are up. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Because they have respect for me in their capacity, in their position. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
As much as they can.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just like a billionaire gives you $1,000 compared to a poor person who gives you a meal when you're hungry. It's more of a billionaire gives 1,000 is nothing, right?
Yes.
But when you're hungry and a poor person, a normal just, you know, day to day earn a living and gives you a meal, that's big. Huh?
Yes.
Like in the temple, many people come and give offerings, donations to the temple. But the one woman, she gave only one penny she earned that day for the oil lamp, huh? And Jesus said, she gave the biggest. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, when the Buddha was alive, the two beggars, they have no more clothes, just have only one tattered blanket to take turn to go out begging, yeah? But they offered it to the Buddha. And the Buddha took it immediately and was very touched.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, he could have all kinds of robes from the royalty, any kings or his own father king, etc.
Yes, Master.
Why he hugged that tattered beggar, smelly rag and felt so touched like that.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, it's the inside. In people's heart. Yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
People's heart, sincerity and purity, that counts. But why I'm talking about that? What are you asking?
About the OU, people going up to the OU.
No, not OU. They can come up to visit. Only the original people from OU go back to OU.
Okay.
But you have the one next to OU.
Yes, Master.
Oh, I got this. Oh, you got me tricked here. Yeah. I thought we were talking about new land, and then you jump in with OU. No, not OU, eh? You don't need to go to OU, okay? But people from neighboring planets, they always come in and out, yeah? And so Pusu language is for them to communicate with the native OU, huh?
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Otherwise, they could not understand a thing. They have to go through Yakashia, remember? The gate, and purify, and then go inside and visit. But they don't have to stay in OU. Staying in a Tsimkutu new land is already top.
Yes.
No, you can visit only, but you cannot stay. What for anyway? You live next door to it. What for? You have to go to beyond that or beyond OU even to do what? Ah, my God, if you jump up from the fifth floor and then you're going to go to the state building, do what, and staying there up there all day, do what? Huh?
Yes.
The skyscraper is for some people who have something to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Just because it's the tallest in the United States doesn't mean you have to go there to prove that you are, you know what, a top guy, huh? Top dog or something. The queen, she stay in her palace, okay? You can be married to one of her sons, but you don't have to stay in the palace and have the same status as the queen, even though the queen is supposed to be equal with all her citizens.
Yes, Master.
As a human standard, yeah? But you don't have to stay in the palace with her and go into her bedroom just because you're equal with her. To do what? Huh? Capisce or not?
Yes, Master.
Oh, there's a limit to your greed, eh? Even spiritual greed. What for? What are you doing there, huh? People's house, okay? Or you want to be stuck at the border, make a crisis like in America and Mexico right now?
No, Master.
Yes. I have said that migrants are very good and refugees are good. But if you really need to go, otherwise your country is the best for you. God place you there, you stay there. Yeah?
Yes,
Money or good job and everything. Okay? You just organize your life. Yeah, to live within your means. That's the best. Most peaceful. Yes?
Yes.
Soulful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 8 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Celebrate International Day of Families with Love, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your lives be filled with love and happiness.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan. Make peace.